You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
How about that? How about that? A walk-off win for the Braves on a Wednesday night. Welcome to the Daily Hammer. Sean Coleman here with you as always. The Daily Hammer, your daily news source when it comes to the Atlanta Braves as part of the Battery Power Podcast Network. Of course, my name's Sean Coleman. You can find me at StatsSAC on Twitter. You can also find the show at BatteryPower.com, at BatteryPowerSBN, across all forms of social media. The Daily Hammer is part of the Battery Power Podcast Network, along with the Battery Power Podcast, the Road to Atlanta Podcast. Find all of these great shows free on all podcast platforms. Just subscribe to the Battery Power Podcast Network, again free, and anytime that you subscribe, it'll give you the latest updates when all of our great content is available to listen to. When it comes to the Braves, here's the latest from Atlanta, and it's fun to finally be able to talk about a walk-off win. Listen, obviously you would want for the Braves to be able to win as many games as possible without it coming down to the final at bat. You know, hopefully they'll start to do that a bit more frequently, but you got to start at some point, right? You got to start at some point for the Braves, who again have had a less than ideal start to the season. Many aspects of this team have not been performing to the level that many of us expected for them to, and to be honest, likely to the level the Braves expect for themselves to over the first month plus of the season. But after, you know, Kyle Wright had a bit of, you know, of an unfortunate night on Tuesday night, the Braves lost 9-4 on Tuesday. Coming into Wednesday night, it looked like that it may be another similar story as Ian Anderson once again ran into some early trouble. The Red Sox got two early runs off of Ian Anderson. They added the third a bit later in the game. Anderson was able to calm down a bit. He did not have his best stuff. He looked better than he did in a few starts earlier this year, but certainly is still trying to regain his form that he had for much of last year when he was one of the best young pitchers in the National League from 2020 to 2021. The Braves certainly hope that he will be able to regain that form at some point in time. But here is a huge key, and this is starting to become a consistent trend for the Braves starting pitching. Though Ian Anderson did not have his best stuff, and he still has struggled at times early on this year, last night he did a good enough job to keep the Braves offense within striking distance to give them a chance to win. And that's exactly what they did. As the game progressed, Travis DeMeritt hit a two-run homer. Matt Olson hit an RBI double to tie the game 3-3. And then, of course, in the bottom of the ninth, Orlando Arcia was able to hit the game-winning home run. And that's a huge key. Though the Braves may still not be consistently playing to the talent level we all know that they have in the different aspects of the team, they're starting to get incrementally better at doing what they need to do to be able to win ball games, and the results are starting to show as well. Over the past three series against some pretty formidable opponents in the Mets and the Brewers, in a series against the Red Sox, yes, a team that's not performing well, but definitely has the talent to be competitive, as we saw on Tuesday night. Over their past three series, the Braves have not lost a series. They went 2-2 against the Mets, 2-1 against the Brewers, and now 1-1 against the Red Sox. They've not lost a series for three straight series, and they're now 5-4 over their past nine games. Again, nothing spectacular, but certainly better than where the Braves had been in the month of April, for instance. And they're doing this despite the fact that many of their best hitters are not hitting well. We've discussed how the bottom of the order is definitely picking up its role to be able to help out. And we saw a bit of a changeup when it came to the lineup. Ronald Acuña Jr. Seemed to injure his leg, maybe his groin area, a few people suggested, on Tuesday. He got the day off on Wednesday to give him two consecutive days off since the Braves are off today. Obviously, the Braves are remaining cautious with his return to form when it comes to him getting back to 100%. But with him out of the lineup, Dansby Swanson led off. Travis d'Arnaud, who has been arguably the most consistent hitter for the Braves this year, he was in the third spot for the Braves. And the lineup overall, you know, still had its struggles, but both the bottom of the order and the top of the order had production. They both contributed to the Braves being able to get a needed win. And as we'll hear from Brian Snicker in just a moment, the whole key, the key takeaway, besides the excitement of just seeing a walk-off actually happen, the Braves have won now three of four games. As I mentioned, they've gone three straight series without losing a series, 5-4 over their past nine games. Again, you have to start somewhere. If you're wanting to right the ship, if you're wanting to change your fortunes, you have to start somewhere. You have to slowly but surely get consistently better in each aspect of the game. The Braves are definitely doing that at this point in time. The results are starting to show, and hopefully this win last night will be the starting point to where the Braves can start to string together quite a bit of success for them to get where they want to get in the 2022 season.
Vacations can be tricky. You already know how to book flights and hotels, but now the only thing you're missing is, you know, the actual travel experience. Because is it really a vacation if you're just sitting around like you would at home? You need a tool to get the most out of your time away. That's where Viator steps in. You can book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Listen, I'm 24 and I still live at home. Like, what? For sure. Are you kidding me? My man and I, we attempted to move out.
Yeah, that'll be $1,600 for a studio apartment, not including groceries, not including...
Last fall, the National Association of Realtors released data showing that housing affordability had fallen to its lowest point since the 1980s for reasons of economy, American.
There just aren't a lot of home sales going on, and there's really kind of a standoff right now between buyers and sellers.
That standoff leads to another kind of standoff.
It's always fun being 40-something years old and having to live with your parents again. And I know it's all my fault.
Sir, I don't know your life, but on Today Explained, a two-part series on how it might not be your fault. Our housing reality bites and the American dream is in your childhood bedroom. Series sponsored by Mint Mobile. Today Explained, in your feed every weekday.
And I'll tell my mom. Mom, I'm going to the bathroom. I'll be back. If I'm not out in like 3 minutes, dog, she's like knocking on the door going, "Everything okay in there?" "Yeah, Mom, everything's cool, dog."
After the game, Brian Snicker talked with the media a bit about how exciting it was to experience a walk-off win with the Braves, plus Ian Anderson's performance, and how Snicker truly feels this hopefully will be the start of the turnaround the Braves have been seeking over the past few weeks.
Back to catcher, just DH is it. How encouraging is it to see RC step in that role and have that kind of life?
It's great. I mean, because he's, you know, he hadn't been playing a lot. Started off the year getting a few at bats. He hadn't lost his enthusiasm. He's working, you know, it's the energy and everything. He's a good player. I mean, and he's had some good. He got a hit off closer for the Mets the other day in a pinch hit role. I'm happy for him.
I'm excited. I mean, you've had a lot of these kind of walk-off wins, and is that energy – nice to get to that first one.
I was sitting there. I didn't say anything, but I was thinking we haven't had one of these yet, the walk-off win. So, it absolutely, it can, it helps a lot when you know, for everything you put into a game like that to come out with a win, especially like that, it means a lot.
And coming back from an early deficit like that.
Yeah.
To win the thing.
And Ian regrouped. I thought Ian threw the ball really, really well tonight.
So now what about all the relievers?
Yeah, Colin come up big again and with traffic. And then Minter and Will threw the ball as good as they have all year, probably. And then Kenley just did his thing. So they did a great job.
You mentioned last year there's games or things that can happen. You get you on a winning streak, kind of turn the mojo around. Is that something that this
can? It can't hurt, that's for sure. And you never know. We get two or three good starts, after this, and then it sure can. But you just never know when you're going to look back on a game and a big win, and that's the one that got you going, you know. So, and that's happened before also.
So while it was exciting to see the Braves obviously get a needed win on the field in a dramatic fashion with Orlando Arcia hitting the game-winning home run, a bit of significant news off the field on Wednesday as well. Obviously, we discussed Ronald Acuña, the Braves, deciding to sit him for the finale of the series against the Red Sox to give him 2 days of rest. But also, when it came to injury news, it was announced that off-season addition Manny Pena, who had signed a 2-year deal with the Braves, he had a few weeks ago gone out of being able to be available to play he'd gone on the injured list due to an injured wrist. Well, it was actually revealed that he's going to be out for the rest of the season due to his wrist injury. But as I discussed on Tuesday's episode of the Daily Hammer, one of the things that has really emerged as a fun theme for this Braves team is that despite Manny Pena, who many consider to be a very astute signing by the Braves on the offseason, a player that they got for good value who could pair with Travis d'Arnaud to hopefully allow for the Braves to once again have a reliable catching duo. Due to Pena's injury, it's actually been William Contreras who has stepped into the backup role when it comes to the catcher position, and Travis d'Arnaud and Contreras have formed one of the best catching duos in baseball. So while you never want to see a player be lost to injury to the level of contribution you had hoped to get from Manny Pena, it's nice to see a young player step up in his role in William Contreras, whom the Braves now, obviously with them having traded Shea Longoliers in the offseason to get Matt Olson, you now see William Contreras stepping up. He's probably viewed now as the catcher of the future for the Braves, but he's in the present adding another element to this team, another power element that they can utilize in different ways to support Travis d'Arnaud as his backup catcher, but also potentially in the outfield and at DH. And that is another thing that's really starting to come to the surface for this Braves team. They are seeing unexpected sources of success when it comes to their offense. We know the Braves have battled the consistency bug all year long. When the bottom of their order performs well, the top of the order struggles. When the top of the order performs well, it seems the bottom of the order struggled. But one thing that the Braves have thankfully been able to experience is players stepping up to fulfill roles when other players had to step to the side due to injury, what have you. Talking specifically, William Contreras stepping into the place that many had considered would be reserved for Manny Pena. When Eddie Rosario went down with his eye injury, Travis DeMeritt has stepped up to the major league level. He is now producing over an 800 OPS, has shown great versatility in the outfield. His home run last night was the big blast the Braves needed to get their offense going. And of course, Orlando Arcia, who, yes, here recently over the past few weeks, he's not really contributed much at all when it comes to playing on the field, but when his number is called upon, he stepped up and delivered a big win for the Braves. And that's the thing that stands out. These players such as DeMeritt, such as Contreras, such as Arcia, these are not players that, well, DeMeritt for right now will be, but when the Braves are fully healthy, these likely are not players that you're going to see play on an everyday basis. But when their numbers are called, they have consistently shine in the spotlight when they've been asked to perform. And that is something that has really helped keep the Braves afloat. And while it may not seem like that these contributions are that valuable now, whenever the Braves' best bats get going, and they, I have faith they'll get going at some point in time, but whenever Acuna is playing regularly, whenever Ozuna and Albies regain their grooves, and the Braves start putting together wins, I think that many of us will look back at the first month of the season and realize just how huge it was that Contreras and Demerit and Arcia and others were able to perform to the level that they were able to perform at, to help support the Braves in getting wins here and there. Probably should not expect for the power level that Contreras has shown or the overall production level that Demerit and Arcia have shown. That's probably not going to last all year long. But when it was needed the most, when the Braves' best bats, when their main contributors struggled with consistency to open the season, those three have stepped up and they've delivered when called upon, and that is a huge development for this Braves team. You certainly hope that Demerit will be able to continue to produce until Rosario is back. You hope that Contreras emerges as one of the best backup catchers in the majors, and you hope that Arcia definitely can be a productive bench bat, an area that the Braves have always looked to improve, even despite their recent string of success as a team. But even if those three players are not able to continue to produce at the level that they are now, the fact is that they did produce when called upon, and it has played a big role in the Braves being able to, while the results have not been to the level the Braves wanted it to be, those three players have helped to contribute in wins all season long. You certainly hope it continues, but it's great that it's happened when it was needed as the Braves' best bats continue to find their footing to start the season. William Contreras, Travis Demerit, and Orlando Arcia have been great additions to this Braves team that hopefully will continue as time moves on. Of course, the Braves have an off day today before they get started in a weekend series where they welcome the San Diego Padres to Atlanta. It would be nice to put together two straight weekends of series wins, especially against two of the National League teams with the best, two teams in the National League with the best records. They did it last weekend against the Brewers. The Braves certainly seem to be positioning themselves to where they can do it once again against the Padres. And of course, we'll be back with you tomorrow here on the Daily Hammer previewing the series against the Padres, as well as talking more about the Braves navigating their way successfully so far through a tough May schedule. Of course, you can find the Daily Hammer, the Battery Power Podcast, the Road to Atlanta Podcast, all at batterypower.com, at Battery Power SVN across all forms of social media, free on all podcast platforms. Just hit the subscribe button wherever you enjoy listening. It's free. It's enjoyable. You'll get the latest content updates when they become available. My name's Sean Coleman. You can find me at StatsSAC on Twitter. Until next time, go Braves, and let's have a few more walk-off wins here in the near future.
The Current podcast is back with an exciting new season featuring marketing executives from the world's most influential brands. Tune in to hear what's driving conversation in the fast-moving world of digital advertising with unique insights from brands as diverse as Hilton, Instacart, Moderna, Major League Soccer, and more. And in this presidential election season, The Current explores what a national political advertiser like the National Republican Senatorial Committee and a major CPG brand like Hershey can learn from each other. Listen in and subscribe to The Current at thecurrent.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Support for this show comes from Vanta. Dealing with loads of spreadsheets, juggling different tools, and having to do manual security checks, it can be a headache to keep up with today's compliance and security programs. Vanta is the trust management platform that wants to simplify things and bring all your trust-building efforts under one roof, making growth smoother for your whole organization. Vanta lets you automate up to 90% of compliance for SOC 2, ISO 27001, HIPAA, and more. strengthen security posture, and reduce third-party risk. Get $1,000 off Vanta when you go to vanta.com/vox. That's VANTA.com/vox for $1,000 off Vanta.